Hello, and welcome to today's guided Lectio Divina. My name is Jenny Kaufman. I'm a pastor at First United Methodist Church in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, and I'm grateful to be able to have the opportunity to share this meaningful form of prayer with you. Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, is a way of opening ourselves up to God to speaking to us personally, individually, through a piece of scripture. I will read the scripture today. It comes from the Gospel of John, the beginning of the 9th chapter, a total of 4 times. Each reading will be followed by about 2 minutes of silence or meditative music. And during that time, you will be invited to listen to God and see what God may be saying to you or speaking to you through this word or this phrase or this piece of scripture. So let us now turn to God through the process of Lectio Divina. During this first reading, I invite you simply to listen and notice if there is a word or a phrase that just seems to carry energy for you, that just seems meaningful or important, even if you don't know just why. And during the quiet that follows, I invite you simply to sit with that word or phrase. As Jesus walked along, he saw someone who had been blind from birth. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, was it this individual's sin that caused the blindness or that of the parents?" "Neither," answered Jesus. "It wasn't because of anyone's sin, not this person's nor the parents'. Rather, it was to let God's work shine forth in this person. We must do the deeds of the one who sent me, while it is still day. For night is coming, when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Hear this reading now a second time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider how this word or this phrase is meaningful to you in your life right now. As Jesus walked along, he saw someone who had been blind from birth. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, was it this individual's sin that caused the blindness or that of the parents?" "Neither," answered Jesus. "It wasn't because of anyone's sin, not this person's, nor the parents'. Rather, it was to let God's work shine forth in this person. We must do the deeds of the one who sent me while it is still day, for night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. Hear this reading now a third time, and in the quiet that follows, I invite you to consider what God may be asking of you, what God may be teaching you or encouraging you to do or to be in response to this word or phrase. As Jesus walked along, he saw someone who had been blind from birth. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, was it this individual's sin that caused the blindness, or that of the parents?" "Neither," answered Jesus. "It wasn't because of anyone's sin, not this person's, nor the parents'. Rather, it was to let God's work shine forth in this person. We must do the deeds of the one who sent me while it is still day, for night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world."
Thank you.
Hear this phrase now one last time, this reading. And as you sit in quiet, I invite you to either pray to God or just sit silently in the presence of God. As Jesus walked along, he saw someone who had been blind from birth. The disciples asked Jesus, "Rabbi, was it this individual's sin that caused the blindness, or that of the parents?" "Neither," answered Jesus. "It wasn't because of anyone's sin, not this person's, nor the parents. Rather, it was to let God's works shine forth in this person. We must do the deeds of the one who sent me while it is still day, for night is coming when no one can work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world." Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for the many ways that you are indeed the light of the world. May we see and share that light, and may we continue to do your works. And it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.